Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive. Drug Park. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCentPete.com. RadioCentPete.com presents the homemade broadcast.
Hey, Chiefy, could you tell me how far it is to Davenport?
22 miles.
Okay, I can't find it on this map.
Well, get yourself a new map.
Well, it's got to be on the map. Davenport, I mean, because you say it's 22 miles away. And you're really smart, yet it's not on the map.
I'm picking up your sarcasm.
Well, I should hope so, because I'm laying it on pretty thick.
Okay, and... are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. That's the Warrior Brothers. That's my buddy Eric's band. I don't know if they play together anymore, but they were fantastic. It's one of my favorite songs, and they only have a live version available. But check them out, Warrior Bros on YouTube. How are you? I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. I had a bit of a frustrating experience. Oh, this is the homemade broadcast, and my name is Will Koontz, by the way. I don't know if I said that already, but welcome back. I had a frustrating experience today because I don't love my job. I don't love my day job. I just do administrative work for a financial company, which is, it's fine, you know. It's just I fill out paperwork and sit around and mostly play on the computer all day and get paid for it. It's cool. It's cool, and I love the people I work for. They become like a mini family. I just work out of like a house, a home. So it's just the two bosses that are there. You know, the lady is kind of like the hen mom, the queen of the roost there. in the building, and then me. So we become like a little family, you know, in this house. But my gosh, sometimes it can be very, very frustrating. I'm in a constant state of agitation all day long because I love these people. But much like your family and much like my own family, you get frustrated with them because you interact with them every single day. And I talk to them more than my own family. And sometimes they just do things that annoy you. One of the things that just annoys the crap out of me about my boss, I love the guy again. He's like an older brother to me. But, you know, he knows what I make. He knows how much he pays me, which is not a lot. And for the job I do, it's fine, by the way. Not complaining about how much money I make. Of course, I'd want to make more money. Who doesn't? But he knows how much I make. And I know how much he makes because I do his bookkeeping for him. And when he tries to relate with me about being broke, it annoys me greatly. He was telling me the other day, he's like, oh, man, I got to pay $3,000 to get my rental property house. I'm getting fined $200 a day, so I got to get the yard cleaned up. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's terrible. But at the same time, you own property. I don't own any property. That's not even the house he lives in. That's a rental house that he bought. Now he lives in a condo on the beach. He's not rich, okay? He's middle class at best. Drives around in a very nice Yukon, though. And I drive in a 1994 Chevy S10 pickup truck. It's fine. It has air conditioning. It gets me from point A to point B. It's in the shop every month now because it's a 1994, and things tend to break, designed obsolescence and all that. But he'll do the, man, that's a nice truck thing. And he drives around in a beautiful Yukon with rims on it and stuff. He's like, yeah, that truck's great. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I mean, you're pumping it up a little bit too much, though. It's not great, okay? It's fine. It's fine for me. So I don't know if it's one of those things like he's trying to be like, you should be lucky you have what you got. And I should. And he's absolutely right if that's what he's doing. I'm very fortunate that I live in an apartment and I have a car and I have jobs, a lot of jobs. And I'm alive. But it could be better, right? And I know it could be better for him too. More money, more problems, they say. But this stuff, man, he's like, yeah, you got a sweet apartment. Yeah, it's really small, though. But I feel silly for even complaining about it. And, of course, I don't say any of this to him. But I think he's just trying to relate to me. You know, he's like, yeah, you know, doesn't matter what you got. There's always going to be problems. I get it. But this thing where it's just trying to, you know, yeah, man, I got it tough. It's like, no, you don't. You don't have it tough. I mean, he's not, like I say, he's not rich, but he certainly ain't poor either. So don't cry to me about being poor, you know? I don't know. It just annoys me. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. HMB Radio is the website. HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay, is the podcast that you're listening to right now. If you are not subscribed on iTunes or Stitcher, please go ahead and do that right now. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay. Click the subscribe button. Give it a 5-star rating while you're there. And you'll keep up to date with the podcast. I'm going to try to start doing more of these. It's a struggle to even do the one a week now. I hate that, too, because once something becomes work, it's, you know, not as fun anymore. Now I have, you know, my few sponsors, God bless them, that sponsor this show. So I have to put out one a week, which is good because it keeps me doing at least on schedule for these one a week things because it's really easy to fall off of the podcast. But, you know, I work a day job and then I got the radio show on the bone at night now, and that's fantastic. It's incredible. Stay woke. Midnights, 102.5 The Bone here in Tampa Bay, locally, theboneonline.com. And it's just, you know, it's a pain in the butt now. Wednesdays are my day where I record, and I usually do the Johnny B show, you know, on that night as well on Wednesdays. So it's a jam-packed day for me, and I really shouldn't complain about being tired. And, you know, doing work, I'm getting to do what I like to do. I shouldn't complain, but I like to complain. And this is a good outlet for me to do it. I'm sorry. I'm probably doing the same thing that my boss does to you. And I'm sorry for that. And if you want to yell at me for it, give me a call. Leave me a voicemail or a text at 813-693-2124. You can get me on social media at home_made_man. Still trying to find a new Instagram handle that I can use and Twitter handle. I got to consolidate. They got to both be available. You know, the new names, I know you can change them. Somebody said to me, you know you can change that, right? Yes, I am aware of that. I haven't found anything to change it to. So if you have any suggestions, I'd be more than happy to listen to them. Home_made_man. I'm on Facebook too, but not really. I don't really use Facebook. I post a podcast at HMB Radio, all one word. Follow it there. But other than that, I don't really use Facebook. Does anybody use Facebook anymore? It's a kind of a dead platform, isn't it? I mean, it seems like my mom used. Actually, I think my mom got off of there. My mom's 60, and she even was like, "Nah, I'm done with this." So I don't know. Facebook may be dying totally, which would be good. I'm glad to see it go, if that's the case. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V, and then Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Truvy Salon and Spa has the Botox lady. She comes once a month, and she'll shoot poison inside of your face, I think, wherever you want it. I don't know where else you can put it, but probably wherever you want if you want it nice and smoothed out. It's like an iron for your skin. So if you want to look a few years younger, you can do that. And you can also get your hair cut, get your nails did, and you can look good. And then you feel good when you look good. So make your appointment today at TruV, T-R-U, V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
In the week that was, guess what? The ACLU, you know who they are? American Civil Liberties Union, a great bastion of free speech. Not anymore. They used to be. But they issued a warning to immigrants and people of color about visiting Florida. That's right. The American Civil Liberties Union of Florida and other advocate groups are warning immigrants and people of color that their constitutional rights may be violated while visiting the Sunshine State. That's right. The statewide travel advisory comes as a response to two proposed bills in the Florida legislature, SB 168 and HB 527, which aim to prohibit sanctuary policies and require state and local governments as well as law enforcement officials to support the enforcement of federal immigration law. Can you believe that? That's crazy. The Southern Poverty Law Center. They're toast. They're done. They're being sued by just about everybody at this point. Their founders are being fired, stepping down with accusations of racism and sexism. That is a complete huckster scam. They've known about this since the 90s. And people still quote the Southern Poverty Law Center today. I don't understand that. Although definitely not as much, especially in the past few weeks. They are absolutely sunk. And I hope that they're, they did great work at one point during the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s. And since then, it's just been a money-making scam, as most of these foundations are at this point, it seems. Immigrant rights advocates say the proposed bills will prohibit localities from adopting policies that limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. In a press release, the officials caution the state's communities of color. I don't understand what being, I guess maybe because I guess the immigrants are brown that they're targeting, I guess. I don't know. I guess that makes sense. Increase the likelihood of racial profiling, unjust detention, and possible deportation. I'm pretty libertarian, and I am for the freedom of movement, but we can't have this. Milton Friedman said that you either can have a welfare state or you can have open borders, but you can't have both, because if we let everybody in that wants to come here, the whole world's going to come here. Who wouldn't want to come here? It's way better, probably, than where they're from. I don't blame them at all for wanting to be here. But we just don't have the resources for that. You know who else says that besides Donald Trump? Bernie Sanders said that earlier this week. Here's a clip of him saying so.
If you were to have open borders in our society today, how would you deal with the social services connected with opening the borders, such as healthcare, medical care? And
who do you think is suggesting opening the borders?
Well, that you're an activist for opening for...
No, I'm not. I'm afraid you may be getting your information wrong. That is not my view.
Okay, I apologize. Thank you. Okay.
I think what we need is comprehensive immigration reform. Yes. That is not simply... You're quite right. If your point is you open the borders, my God, you know, there's a lot of poverty in this world, and you're going to have people from all over the world, and I don't think that's something that we can do at this point. Can't do it. So that is not my position.
Yeah, so there you go. Trump gets lambasted for being a racist, of course, for this policy, and I hear nothing from my friends who are Bernie Sanders people about anything that he said here, but Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are right here. I mean, you want the you don't want the restriction of movement, of course, but we have a welfare state here. You can come in and get benefits. You know, you get the public schools. There's hospitals. You can just go get we have free medical care here if you're, you know, poor. Because you could just go to the hospital and then skip out on your tab. That's why a Band-Aid costs $15 in the hospital, because they recoup these costs. They don't just eat them. So, yeah, they're both Trump and Bernie are kind of right here. I don't know what comprehensive immigration reform means. I think it's one of those things where they just kind of throw something out there, hope it sticks, and hope people go, yes, that's what we need. What does that mean? I don't know. It just means reform. We got to do better. We got to do something else. I think everybody would agree with that, too. God, it bugs me so bad, though, that, you know, Bernie says the same stuff. And Bernie's a hero to so many of the people that I know, and he's great, and he's, you know, fighting for equality and equity and all these things, and, you know, he's got the same freaking policy as our president, but he gets labeled as a, you know, racist for shutting down the border and not letting anybody who wants to come in, come in. You know, who else did that this week? I saw a story. Canada. So 20,000 people were seeking asylum here in America from South America and Mexico. And they denied 20,000 people so far. I don't know how many they're letting in. I heard they're just, they won't let them ship them back to Mexico. The Ninth Circuit courts won't let them send them back to Mexico. So they're just releasing them in America with a court date, and then they just won't show up. And now they'll, you know, work illegally under slave conditions for next to nothing and send all that money back to Mexico. Not all that money, but the piddles, pennies that they make back to Mexico to try to help their family. It's a bad situation all around. It's not good. You let these people illegally come in, and they work for almost slave conditions. That's not good either, guys and gals. But they applied in Mexico or in Canada instead. And Canada is, of course, welcoming to everybody, right? No, they didn't take the 20,000. So why is America responsible for all this? Even our own citizens here are saying, you know, well, we need to take these people in, when it just doesn't work. And I don't know if it's a media brainwash or if it's people just opposed to anything that this president says. That's what it seems like to me, is whatever Trump wants, they don't want. They're not going to want, because it's bad, obviously, because he's an evil person. So whatever he wants is going to be inherently bad. And then these countries, like, everybody likes Trudeau here. All my friends love him. He's a hunk. And he's, you know, another Bernie Sanders-esque type figure that's up in Canada. He's getting demolished up there, beaten up by his own citizens up there. But here he's great, and he's turning down all these immigrants. And, oh, you know, he's still cool. We still like him, even though he's doing the same stuff that this president's doing. Just be fair, man. Can we at least be fair about this stuff? That's all I ask for. 813-693-2124. And if you want to know how the media controls the culture here in America, there's a NFL soon to be top, probably maybe even the number one draft pick, who says he's hiding his support for Donald Trump ahead of the NFL draft because he's afraid that it might affect his draft stock. Nick Bosa has wiped some of his Twitter clean. The Ohio State defensive end, who's projected to be one of the top picks in this month's NFL draft, told ESPN he deleted certain posts, including a 2016 tweet in which he called former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick a clown due to his potential landing spot. He said, "I had to. There's a chance I might end up in San Francisco." Bosa, 21, had previously, quote, tweeted a picture of Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan with the caption, "Goats," per Sports Illustrated, who noted Bosa's online behavior grew increasingly bland leading up to the NFL Combine in early March, though he had previously praised the president during his time at Ohio State. San Francisco currently holds a number two selection in the draft, and that was happening April 25th in Nashville. So he's afraid that this might affect his draft stock. And that's how, I mean, that's wild, right? Because you're getting a surefire, this guy's good, a surefire, you know, long-term answer at defensive end here. And he's afraid that potentially presidents and GMs it's going to affect his bottom line. It's going to affect how much money he's going to make. You know, he's afraid of that, at least. I don't know if that's true or not. So, yeah, that's wild. And even though the media sold him out and made sure they let everybody know, tattletaled on him, that he had these tweets that were a little bit supportive of the current administration in office right now because he's afraid it's going to affect his bottom line. But, yeah, they went ahead and ratted him out anyway, so it didn't matter, you know. And they're going to go through all your Twitter feed. That's what people do now. They have nothing better to do, a lot of these people, so they just want to see if they can get you because they're mean-spirited and gross. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Homemade Podcasts. HomemadePodcasts.com is the website. It is a service. It is for podcasting and consulting for your podcast. If you want to start a podcast, it can be daunting. I know. I can help you. Visit HomemadePodcasts.com today. Let's meet up. I can tell you about hardware that you'll need, software, RSS feeds, uploading to iTunes, and all this other stuff that, you know, it's a little difficult to manage. I know how to do it. I've done it before. I'm doing it right now, as a matter of fact. So visit me at homemadepodcast.com. Or if you're a local business, you know, and you want to reach new and existing clientele, podcasting is a great way to do that. They don't have to be, you know, an hour long. You can do a five-minute podcast if you want. If you have some sort of news that you want to get out there, it's like a blog, but with audio. People don't sit and read anymore. You can go and, but people are on their phones all the time. They're listening to audio all the time. So you can just upload a quick three-minute podcast if you want. It doesn't matter. I can help you. HomemadePodcast.com. Or if you're a local business and you want to advertise with a local entity, I am one, and I'd love to have you. So visit me at hmbradio.com, hit the contact page, and let's work together. And also earlier this week, you ever hear of Jessie Taylor? Well, she's from Tampa, and she boasted more than 113,000 Instagram followers. And she got, I guess somebody reported her, and she got her Instagram taken down as spam, and she got kind of a ribbing online this week because she shared a video claiming that she's not able to work as a regular job. She gets all her money through her Instagram. She's an influencer, as people call them. Companies pay her money to drink their product or something, or, you know, oh, this is good, and check it out. I'm drinking it. I like it. You should try it too. People make their money that way, and she was making her money this way, and she said she just can't, she's not able to work a job. She just doesn't have it, and she's afraid she's going to end up a homeless prostitute now because she's not able to work a regular job. It's really kind of sad. I feel bad for her. It's really easy to mock, you know, this type of stuff, but, you know, she feels like that's so sad that she feels like she's not able to just work a regular job, bartending or something like that. She's 21. And she's just freaking out, and I really feel bad for her. She's kind of hot. She's not, you know, no offense, Jesse, but you're a 7. You're not that good. A little pudgy. She's fine. But she made a teary tirade against her trolls that were trolling her online, explaining that she was once a sex worker, but she got out of that industry and now makes all of her money online. In the teary clip, which racked up more than 183,000 views, Jesse says, "I'm trying to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can, and I don't know why it's not working out for me." She says, "I'm in L.A. because of this. I'm in L.A. because I want to be on Instagram. I'm nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following." This is so, so sad, man. You know what, too? I don't know if she did this or not, because I looked her up on Instagram today, and she had, like, 4,000 followers. You can buy followers. I get them in my inbox all the time. Like, you pay a certain amount, and you get all these fake, you know, accounts. And I think what these people do is they go, oh, I'll just approach these businesses. Hey, check out my, you know, following. I got 400,000 followers here. Why don't you start giving me money and I'll post about your product? And they go, oh, okay, 400,000 followers, that's good. So it's kind of like a hustle. You're just grifting these companies, and they don't know any better because most of them are not on Instagram. They know that it's a thing and it's a powerful tool. but they usually have their sons or daughters, you know, run their business accounts or whatever, and they just cut them a check for 10 grand, and, you know, that's it. So she found a hustle. It's taken away from her, and she feels like she's not able to get a job. But, Jesse, let me tell you, I want to give you some inspiration here from an uninspirational man, okay? You can do it. You know, you're a decent-looking chick. You know, you can, I'm sure you're capable of pouring beers and making rum and cokes. You know, we got the beach bars down here, and I think you'd be just fine just serving up drinks to lonely tourists, flirting with them. Damn, it must be such an advantage to be a lady. And you're at these bars, you just flirt with these guys a little bit. They give you another 20 on top of the 20% they were going to give you anyways because they're on vacation. They're feeling good. You can do it, honey. I believe in you, Jesse. You're going to be fine.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Earlier a few weeks ago, since we had last week off from Stay Woke, because people were mad. So we talked about Kamala Harris. She's a Democratic candidate for president, senator in California, but she went on The Breakfast Club, which is a radio show, pretty popular one up in New York, a very popular one up in New York, and they asked her a question that was pretty offensive, and it was, why is your husband white? You're black. Why is your husband white? That's weird. So we talked about that a little bit on Stay Woke a few weeks ago. Stay Woke can be heard on 102.5 The Bone, locally here in Tampa Bay, at midnights on weeknights. And it's an hour show. It's with Anna Hummel and myself. And we talk about stuff like this every night. So you should check it out. And if you're not up at midnight, you can download the 102.5 The Bone app. And you can get it right there on your smartphone on demand when you want it. So let's check out Kamala Harris saying, why the hell didn't you marry a white guy, Kamala?
Kamala Harris, who is, she's a senator from California.
You know what I learned today?
What?
It's pronounced Kamala. Like comma and then la.
Oh.
Is her name. I didn't know
Kamala.
That until today. Kamala.
Sounds kind of like Kamalot.
It does.
All right.
Yes.
So she was recently on The Breakfast Club. I used to listen to The Breakfast Club a lot because they would have, it was syndicated in Detroit. So that was pretty cool. But she was questioned by the guys on The Breakfast Club about, you know, running for president, all that sort of stuff. But they asked her a very interesting question. She's, you know, obviously she's very socially progressive. She talks a lot about black issues and immigrant issues and things like that. But the guys asked her at the very end of the interview, and I'm going to pull it up here. I marked it. They asked her about her husband. Because she's black, but she's not, I don't think she's fully black. She's like Jamaican Indian, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
Indian,
that's what it,
Indian, like, from India?
Like a dot, yeah. Like,
oh, okay.
I think, let me, I
that's a good, that's a good mix. She's a very pretty lady.
She's beautiful. Yeah. She really is. Let's see here. I believe she's, yeah, Indian and Jamaican maybe. Don't quote me on that. But they asked her about her husband because I think people criticize her because her husband is white. They're saying that you can't be fully part of the cause for, I don't know how this correlates, but you can't be like fully, I don't want to say pro-black if you marry a white man. So she kind of addresses the issue here, and I really want to play this because I think it's really, really important. So we're going to just get it right there.
Oregano and garlic. Anyway, it's really good. I'll give you the rest.
No!
What have you done?
I know this is not the last time you're going to be here, but I do want to ask you this before you leave because I see this online all the time, and I don't think it's fair. I don't even think the personal life should matter, but they do mention your husband a lot.
Uh-huh.
And they say, how is she so black but she married white?
Look, I love my husband, and he happened to be the one that I chose to marry because I love him, and that was that moment in time, and that's it.
Word.
That's it.
Word.
That's it. And he loves me.
Word. Absolutely.
That's all that matters.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Okay. We appreciate you.
And please, make this your second home when you come to New York.
I can't even imagine, like, if you were to flip that around, that would be, like, the most racist thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like, if you said, listen, my family, how could you be pro-white?
You're
first
white.
Of all, you shouldn't be pro-white because that just sounds like you're a Nazi.
Right.
But, you know, you think that people who are very progressive, obviously they're like, I don't care who you marry. It doesn't matter. But somehow if it comes from a marginalized group, then somehow there's some stock in that opinion, if that makes sense. Like, how can you be pro-black if you are, you know, it's, nobody's talking about being pro-white. If you would not allow your white son or white daughter to interact or date or partner with someone who is a different race, you'd be considered a racist. So it's strange that when it's flipped around, then suddenly it's like a legitimate opinion or a legitimate question. And that's a very, like, that's a very racist way to view things, to say, listen, like, you're supposed to be pro-black, but you're married to a white man. How can those two things coexist? It's like, what?
It's so strange.
We're pro-human, man.
That in 2019, I hate that we're in the current year thing, and why are we still doing this? You know, when people say that, it's 2019. It's like, yeah, okay,
yeah,
I know
what
year,
bitch.
That freaking, what's his name? Justin Trudeau does that all the time.
Oh, does he?
Canada. It's really annoying.
He's hot, but yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy. They elected a himbo up there. But anyway, so in this year that we're in, the current year, that we've come so far in a, you know, relatively short period of time. Civil rights era was in the 60s, mm-hmm. 50s and 60s.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Now it was illegal for people of different races to marry, and now it's pretty commonplace. And it seems like the only people that have a problem with this stuff now are two groups, which are white racists, the mm-hmm. alt-right,
yep,
and very far-left progressive folks seem to have the same sort of ideology on this thing. They don't believe in race mixing. They believe you need to be with your own kind.
You say the left says mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, progressives, yeah. Because when they say, when this guy, Charlemagne, is asking her, there's some people, I'm assuming he's not talking about the alt-right. They don't give a crap about
no,
the alt-right.
I think he's talking about the black community.
Right.
Or some people, not all the black community, obviously, but some people in the black community are saying this. And I've heard that before, but that sometimes when black people marry white, that the family and friends sometimes have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're in a white family and they marry outside of the white race, the family also has a problem with that. But when from that situation, from the white family situation, they're looked at as racist. But from the black side, it's looked at like, oh, we just want to kind of keep our culture and our identity intact. Right. I say that both would be racist statements.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it's a lot of times like on campuses and stuff, the far left progressives will fight for black only spaces or women only spaces. Mm-hmm. And nobody else is allowed to go into these areas.
Right.
And the civil rights movement was about tearing down those boundaries because that's what was commonplace. Mm-hmm. And now they're just their grandkids are just putting these borders back up again.
But instead of like white and black, it's suddenly women minorities.
Or now we need, you know, black only places because blacks need to feel comfortable on campus.
Which is segregation. That's exactly what it is. That's so bizarre.
And that's the thing. It's like they're on, you know, these far left progressives are on the same team as the alt-right, the far-right white nationalists, because they want the same thing.
Right.
Because the white nationalists say, oh, yeah, you should be on your own. You should have, like, Richard Spencer, he's like the guy, mm-hmm. the head guy.
Right.
His thing is he wants a white-only ethno-state.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll just have a state that's white-only that blacks can have theirs. And so he's pretty, like, egalitarian with that. He's like, yeah, you just have your own, you know, area. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep our own mm-hmm. area. He doesn't want them dead.
They don't
want to
hear
like,
it from him, though.
They don't,
but if
yeah.
it's their idea from,
but
like, the other side. I understand.
Thing.
It's so strange that the two sides that despise each other the most actually have the most in common.
David Duke and Louis Farrakhan are friends.
Really?
They'll, like, talk at each other's stuff. Yeah, because they have the same end goal. You know
That's
what I mean?
So
they're the
strange.
Same thing. They don't like
I didn't
the
know
Jews
that.
Very much.
Okay,
not
well,
big fans
common
of
enemy.
Jews.
Common enemy.
So, yeah, exactly.
There you
so,
go.
You
that
know,
brings
the
them
enemy
together.
Enemy of your enemy is your friend.
Is your
type.
Friend. That's
it's
so
bizarre.
Strange.
The
that
culture
is very strange.
Is strange. It is strange times we are living in. The extremes of our culture are in cahoots in many ways. It's really strange and bizarre. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Any comments, concerns, anything you want, you can leave on there. If you want some stickers and stuff, HMB Radio stickers, I got some magnets, I got some good stuff, I'll give them to you for free. If you just send me your mailing address, I will send some direct to your door, and I won't just show up at your house, I promise. I know it's a risk just giving some creep your address, but I'm not weird, believe it or not. I am weird, but not weird enough to show up at your house. So if you want some of those stickers and stuff, I'd love to send you some. So please do so. Like HMB Radio on Facebook, even though I don't go on there. So, you know, still, it's good. to do so. I appreciate it. Follow me on social media at @home_made_man. That's Twitter and Instagram. And if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And if you're listening on podcast, I appreciate it. Make sure you give it a 5-star rating and tell some friends about it. I love you. I appreciate you. We're going to wrap up the show now. So stay tuned or catch up on old podcasts. Or, you know what? Why don't you just do whatever you want? How about that? I'm not going to tell you what to do. My name is Will Kuntz. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. I will talk to you at a later date. And bye-bye. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.